Hey, what are you guys OCD about? 314-969-1065, because I learned that Cassidy and I have a very similar OCD, but she hit the jackpot yesterday, and when those days happen, they always tend to be good days.
See, I'm not actually OCD, but what happened to me yesterday would have made your OCD happy.
Yeah.
When pumping gas, do you try to get it right on the number?
I try to get it right on the number, but here's where she hit the jackpot. Her gas was going and then clicked off and it stopped on an actual even number.
Yeah,
like $27.
It was cold. It was actually $27.
Oh, wow.
It was cold, so I clicked it, went and sat in the car because I was freezing, and it went kunk, and I turned over and looked, and it said $27. I was like, damn.
You're like, perfect. That's what I was trying to do, everybody. Yeah.
And then she drove off and took the whole thing with her.
Well, is that, well, you're not supposed to do that?
No, that's highly discouraged.
Yeah, they don't care for that.
Oh, good to know. Thanks now for you that do information. Know.
I've actually seen somebody drive down the road with that hanging out of their gas tank.
Oh, you're and kidding.
I couldn't believe that they didn't notice. But
you would hear that happens. Banging on the ground.
But are you OCD about anything else? 314-969-1065. I've always been that way with money when it comes to like doing a tip at a restaurant. If my bill came out to, I don't know, $906, I would leave 94 cents plus a couple bucks or whatever it is.
You want it to be get me exactly up there. An even number.
Right. And I don't like when I go and I check my bank account and I don't see even numbers.
Oh, that's interesting.
Like, oh, man.
That's a little bit much.
That sounds like real OCD. Like I just
actual OCD.
I'm very like pattern-ish. I do the same things or I go to the same places. Like I always get gas at the same place and I always do lists.
You're a creature of habit.
I'm one of those list people. Like I don't go to the grocery store unless I make a list first. Because I'll just wander around and try to remember
aimlessly
why I'm
and
there.
End up with boxes of Oreos.
Exactly. Like
oh, wait,
was
the
I
kids
thinking?
Actually need healthy things.
I needed
things.
Milk. Damn it.
Robin, what is it about odd numbers that drives you nuts?
I have no idea, but when it comes to fuel, I mean, anything, the only odd number I allow it to stop on is a 5, like a 25 cent, 15 cent.
I don't even do that. I try to get, if it's a quarter, I try to make it to at least 50 cents.
Well, and I'll do that too, but if it doesn't end on a 0, it the only odd number it can end on is a 5. I'll force gas into it.
You guys know you're not supposed to do that,
you're
right?
You're not supposed to do that.
What are you talking about? Why can't you do that?
It says it right there. Don't top off the tank. That's what they. That's what
Nobody
that means.
Listens to that. Thank you very much. Let's get over to Mark. Mark is OCD about his pens. Why? How?
Well, it's just I'm really particular, I guess, what I write with. It's got to be a Parker. It's got to have a silver top, black plastic bottom, black ink, medium point. And in order to borrow my pen, I have to have a very good relationship with you and trust you.
Does anyone have to leave something like
a collateral?
Yeah, leave a collateral like your credit card.
He doesn't sound picky at all.
Yeah.
Mark owns like 7 people's houses until they bring his pen back.